everyone, this is Alyssa Amoroso, and you may know me as Publicity on Instagram, but now I'm putting my phone down to chat with everyone from reality stars to fashion influencers to leading industry execs. We're going to be dishing on the things you don't see on social media, so turn your volume up because things are about to get juicy. This is the Publicity Podcast. What is up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Another Wednesday in New York City for me. I have a really exciting interview with Maddie Lynn Bro from The Challenge, Party Down South, and Floribama Shore. I watch her on two of those three shows. I watch her on the MTV shows, and she is definitely a fave. And not only that, but we just had such a good conversation. I feel like we're friends now. We follow each other on Instagram. We DM because she is just like so sweet. And I just got such a genuine, authentic vibe from her. So I'm really excited for you guys to listen to that interview. Before I get into that, I will give you a little personal life update. If you guys are new here, just hang tight. It will only be a few minutes, or you could just fast forward. But hey, why not get to know me? So basically, what is new in my life? I say this every week, but nothing's new because we are in lockdown and my life sucks. But if I am going to vent again, the thing that really pissed me off was everyone in the Hamptons at the Chainsmokers concert this weekend pretending like coronavirus doesn't exist. The Chainsmokers decided to put on a concert in the Hamptons. There was thousands of people there. And then like these guys that I know from the Hamptons that I follow on Instagram were posting like captions saying COVID can't stop us, or like COVID concerts are still just as fun. I'm like, why do you think it's cool to be bragging that you are potentially spreading a virus, a deadly virus, in the middle of a global pandemic? I was just so rubbed the wrong way. I almost unfollowed those guys and I almost went on an Instagram rant. But then I was like, okay, I'm sure a lot of people are mad about this and they're not going on Instagram rants, so like tone it down. So I didn't. So instead, I'm just talking shit here for you guys to hear. But yeah, so that pissed me off. Other than that, I was at the shore last weekend at my parents' house, Jersey Shore, which was really nice. We went on the boat. We went to the beach. I got a lot of work done. Working on a weekend, I know I'm a loser, but sometimes it just has to be done. And now I'm back in New York City this week. I have kind of been lazy Monday and Tuesday, I'm not going to lie. This morning I went to Dunkin' Donuts and like walked and got an iced tea. Sometimes like I don't want to spend the money to go out and buy coffee or tea because I just feel like it's dumb when I can make it at home. But for me, it's more of the routine of like getting dressed, going out, having something to do, because otherwise I just feel like I'm in my apartment all day. And the hardest part about being in New York during this time is just how hot it's been. It's literally been 97 degrees. And the one thing that's different about Manhattan that I feel like you guys from around the country might not understand, so like let me explain. When I go for a walk outside, I have to wear a mask. Like, even if no one's around, like, it's highly frowned upon to not be in a mask. I need to be in one. And to walk in a mask in 90-degree weather is actually the most disgusting thing. I'm getting, like, chin acne. Apparently, it's called maskne. And it's just gross. Like, it's honestly so disgusting. When I walk in New Jersey near my parents' house, I could walk without a mask because if I do see someone, they're like 60 feet away. It's not that big of a deal. But here, it's so populated. You have to be in a mask. And it's just making summer miz. I'm like, I don't want to leave my house. But then if I don't leave my house, then I just feel like I'm trapped inside. So it's like this weird thing. So I'm really thankful that I've been able to go to the shore on the weekends and kind of just like escape the city a little bit. But again, nothing new because I can't date. Well, I can, but it's not happening. I can't go out much. I mean, I see my friends for like wine on my roof, but that's about it. So I'm really just working, trying not to be a lazy piece of shit, podcasting, TikToking a lot. If you guys don't follow me on TikTok, you're missing out. Some of my videos have been going viral because I'm spilling celeb tea on the reg. So if you're into celebrity tea, you should go check that out. But other than that, that's really it. If you guys like my podcast, do me a favor. There's a lot of you listening, and I really don't have many reviews. So, like, I don't know what you're doing and why you're slacking, but I would so appreciate if you could just go give me 5 stars and write a review. Just do it while you're listening. It would really mean so much to me because I want those numbers to reflect my listenership. And, like, I know you guys are mighty. And you can make an impact. So please, that would be really great. It helps me get on the charts. It helps new people discover the podcast and all of that. So follow me on TikTok. Follow me on Instagram at Publicity, PublySSiTY. That's really it. I'll stop self-promoting now. And I will talk to you guys next week. In the meantime, please do enjoy this interview with Maddie. Like I said, I think she is an absolute doll. And I just love having girl chat with my guests. So I hope you enjoy it too. Keep listening. Thanks, guys.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining. I interview reality stars, influencers, entrepreneurs, everything. But I love reality TV. It's like the best of the best for me. And it's so funny because all the shows I love are the ones that I would like never survive on. Like, I love
the challenge. Well, it's a guilty pleasure.
Yes, exactly. Like, I love the challenge, and I'm like, I would not last a freaking second on that show. But you've been now on, like, a few shows, and your audience, like, has been so loyal and just followed you from every show. Like, how crazy is that?
It really is. You know, sometimes when I'm feeling a little down or bluesy, especially with everything going on right now, I would literally just get on and I'll go in my DMs because I have such a following, and I don't like to say fans because it's a weird word for me to say. So I'm either they support me, my fam jam, I don't know what you call it, but they have been. I have people who have been watching me for almost 7 years since Party Down South.
That's so
A1. A1, I'm like, you don't get better than that.
And they love it because even when I said you were coming on, people were saying, like, some people were just like, I don't even have a question, but just let her know that, like, I look up to her and I love her and she's such an inspiration. And I was like, damn, that's so nice. Because sometimes I like to have villains on. I have everyone, you know? And sometimes I'll promote that I'm having someone and I'm shocked by how rude people are. Like, they'll write back to me and be like, ugh, why are you having so-and-so on? Like, rude. And with you, it was, like, all love. And I was like...
Was it? Yeah.
I was like, that's so nice to see. Because people just have, like, something to say about everyone. You know how it is.
And I try to remove myself. Like, I get some people, like, who... Whether I did something 7 years ago or... Because most of the time, people who don't like me are still judging me from the 23-year-old girl I was. So. I'm 31 now. So if you want to go back and, you know, judge me for that, that's one thing. But I always just try to stay positive. I'm very engaging with my following. Like, I'm running all of that. That's not somebody else doing it. So I'm very connected with them. Or if a girl... I like to kind of meet people as well when we go places, just to have that one-on-one to show that I actually care and just meet people. I mean, if it wasn't for everybody watching me or following me, I wouldn't be where I'm at.
Yeah. And it goes such a long way to do that. And even me who has like not a big following, I still like to connect with people because I just find that like that makes the... It makes it so much better when you feel like you could actually relate to the people you're talking to and posting for. And like, it gives you a purpose to like keep kind of doing things because you know they're listening and you know they care.
Yeah, it is different being in the eye too. Like, because at first I would catch myself trying to be a girl that I wasn't. That's when I would have to take like a social media break because I'm like, you don't even do that. What are you trying to do? Like, because you get so consumed about what other people are, you know, dressing or listening to and this. I'm like, I have to sometimes take a break and like, okay, be yourself. That's it. And so that's me.
No, that's actually so true. Like you can't, when I first started trying to be like a fashion blogger, I liked people's style. So I would try to dress like them because I'm like, oh, that's what I like. And then I had a look in the mirror and I was like, I don't own any of that shit. Like, like when I look at what I have in my closet, it's not that. So then I had to take a step back and be like, who am I? What do I like? Like, why am I trying to dress like someone else or be like someone else? So I totally relate to that. Even just having a small platform, it's like, you need to just be true to yourself. And I think people see that.
Well, I think we're all still learning. And I think right now more than ever, you're having to sit with yourself and take time to really evaluate. I mean, if you're not, that's okay, because everybody is handling it differently. But I think right now more than ever, number one, we should be healthy mentally and physically. And when I say mentally, it's like, you know, loving yourself, accepting this and figuring who you are. And then physically, just because with this, with the COVID right now, it's so important to be healthy, what you're eating, what we're drinking, what we're doing, all of it. So
it's so true. So I noticed you were saying how you're, you know, you've been on TV for almost 7 years and your audience has kind of grown up with you. And I've watched, I mean, I think back in the day, I saw some of Party Down South. It's very like distant memory for me, but I mean, I've seen you on The Challenge and Floor of Amashore. And I feel like from the clips that I've seen of Party Down South and what I've seen of you on these other
shows, God,
you definitely though have grown. Like, even though you were like getting drunk on Floor of Amashore, you still were like mature and you made the most sense and you were still like confident and like you knew who you were. So I'm sure it's interesting for your followers to see this like growth in you over time.
Oh, I have a lot of people that reach out and they're like, I've been watching you. I'm so like, I've even had emails where it's like either an older guy or somebody, he's like, I don't know if you hear this a lot, but I've watched you since Party Down South, and to see where you are now is like, I'm like, oh my God, that'll make me cry. But I've grown up and it hasn't been the easiest, but I, you know, on that show, I was young, we partied a lot, and then I didn't know what the TV world was about. So all of a sudden now people know my name. You know, I'm traveling and I started just becoming something I wasn't. So then that's when I took the 2 years off. And then I started with The Challenge and Floor of Amashore.
It's crazy because to go from Party Down South to The Challenge is a very different type of show. It's just crazy. Like, I mean, when you started seeing that they were pulling in people from other shows like Big Brother and like Jordy Shore and whatever, did you even think that that was an option, that you would ever get that call? Or were you just like shocked?
No, I never thought I would. I thought after Party Down South, when they said, you know, we're deciding to cut you guys off, I thought my TV, for the most part, my TV days were done. But I just knew, I mean, how can I say this? The wave never fell for me. Everywhere I still went, I was still recognized. I then moved to Nashville, started working at the bar, and I kept my name going because people knew who I was. I was on CMT. So people visiting Nashville would recognize me, and I just kept going. I kept putting myself out there, kept taking pictures, you know. But MTV never worked or pulled anybody from CMT. So for them to pull me from CMT, I was like,
you're like, damn, people are looking. It's like you don't even realize sometimes. That's crazy.
You really don't. And then from that came Floor of Amashore. So now I'm on two of them. And yeah, sometimes I got to check myself because I'm like, girl, you pray. This is what I've wanted my whole life. And I have it. So I'm like, what really? Do I want now?
Yeah, so true. I mean, I think it's crazy when people's like dreams come true and you get to see it. And I think that's why the audience and fans get so invested, because usually the people that you see on TV, it changes their life so dramatically that they go from not making a lot of money to all of a sudden having this like notoriety and making money and being in the spotlight. And you see this complete transformation. And it's like really interesting as a viewer, because you root for people. You're like, I want to see you do well. I want to see you get the relationship, get the job. And you just get so. Yeah.
Well, I love it. You, that is what motivates me. Like when I'm working out or I feel like I don't want to work out that day, I'm like, I got people who are ready to put my name on a shirt for a challenge. So I better get my ass up and run.
That's so true. That's the best motivation.
So, it is. It keeps me inspired.
Yeah. I want to talk a little bit about the challenge. So when you went on the show, were you a fan of the show previously? Had you seen it? Or was this kind of new to you?
No. So I had watched it. Like, so I knew Johnny Bananas. I knew who CT was. I knew that. But I hadn't watched it in years. I mean, I was watching it when I was in high school, coming out, going to college. But I mean, for the most part, I knew what it was. I watched a few of them. And then when I found out I was going on, I turned on the season before War of the Worlds. And I was watching it and I'm like, okay, I can't watch this because I'm starting to make judgments on people.
Yeah.
And I want to meet them.
True.
So I didn't want to create, oh, she's a villain, this is a villain, because I don't know them. So I didn't know their situation. So I took a step back and I'm like, my cousin gave me a rundown because my cousin is the biggest fan. Like, she has been watching for years. She told me who I shouldn't mess with, guy wise. She told me who's going to do what. So I just went off of what she said and did the best I could.
That's probably so fun for her, being such a huge fan, to see you go on the show. She was probably like, holy shit, this is amazing.
Oh, she gets mad. She texts me, why would you do, like, oh, I can't believe they're working together. Or when I come back from filming, she's the first one that's like, what happened? And I don't tell my family anything. Like, I might tell my mom if something happened that I maybe needed a voice. But for the most part, I make them watch it.
It's so good. I love that. That's so funny. So you did really great your first season. And then you got asked back for a second season. And I mean, you did great this current season that's airing as well. I feel like the elimination that took you out was like kind of like, you were kind of at a disadvantage in that like small ass little tube that you were in. But how challenging was that? Uh-oh, I think you're frozen on my end. Uh-oh. There you are. I was like, I'm just going to keep it going and she'll pop back in when she realizes.
Okay, cool. Okay, you want me just to continue from there?
I think we were talking about your cousin and then I asked a question. So I'll just ask that question again.
Okay.
I was saying, so you did great your first season. You come back for a second season, the current one that is airing, just wrapped last night actually. And we see you go into this elimination against D. What was that elimination like for you? Because I was getting claustrophobic just watching it. Like, I was like, oh, like, it looks scary.
I'll tell you this. The day before, when I knew I voted myself in, I was mentally preparing. I would meditate, envision myself, TJ telling me, you got your red skull. Like, that's how I felt. I'm like, this is my time. I feel good about it. When I walked in that purgatory and saw it was a sandbox, I swear my stomach fell straight to my toes. I'm like, I gotta go in that. You're gonna put me, I'm 6 foot tall, in that little box. But that's the name of the game. Yeah. You don't know what you're gonna get. You don't know. All you know is that you gotta do it. Right now, I either sit in that sandbox for $1 million.
Yep.
Go home. But it is difficult because I'm like you. I can't be in confined spaces like that. It's difficult, but all I kept telling myself was breathe. $1 million. Breathe. $1 million. You're safe. If something goes wrong, we have a team here. Yeah. You have to just trust that production is also going to save you, which I hope. I mean, we'll see. But it was, I'm proud of myself because for me to even say that I got in that box and did it was a win. So
true. I think it's funny because, I mean, that was physical to some extent, but I hate when you see like really physical competitors go out on like a puzzle or, you know, like something that's like just, you know, we want to see the head banging, like as the fans, we're like, we want to see you guys like battle it out. But I mean, that one was like physical because you're in there physically moving things, but I would have loved to see you against someone like actually one-on-one.
Yeah, I prayed for a headbanger. I'm like, come on, give it to me, give it to me. It just wasn't my time, you know? And I think when Rogan spoke to D like that, I mean, if a man would have done that to me when he was on that balcony, I'm coming back. He set a fire in her ass. All right, yes. Can I say ass on here?
No, yeah, you can curse. And also, okay. And regardless, I mean, I know she's no longer on the show, but regardless, whenever anyone doubts her, that's when Dee gets the fire. Like, that's when she gets it.
And so for them, when he did that, I get it. I'd have done the same thing. I'd have probably busted through the glass.
Yeah, I would have been pissed. That's the one thing that kind of sucks. Like, I know that MTV had to cut ties with her for obvious reasons, but it sucked. A lot of fans were really upset because they were like, we know she's gone, we know what she did, but we want to watch the show in its entirety because, you know,
it was completely
like, it sucked.
Yeah, I'm not really allowed to kind of speak talk about that part,
but it was
okay.
It was hard for the fans because I understood it a little more. I'm like, whatever, it is what it is. But people I saw like on Twitter and whatever, people were pissed. And
oh, girl.
It makes sense.
Well, it's just, my heart just goes out to her in such a way. I mean, the full story, she has her side, but still to wake up one day and to be such a good competitor and this is your livelihood. I mean, if that were to happen to me, where they would just be like, Maddie, we're cutting you out. I'm going to Costa Rica.
See, I feel the same way. And like, maybe I'm too empathetic sometimes, but I'm always like, I worry about people's mental health. Like when I think that cancel culture, like could be so scary that even if you're so wrong, like, you know, everyone makes mistakes and you need to have room to grow and learn. And when I see stuff like that happening on any of the shows that I watch on any social media, I always like empathize with the person because I'm like, they picture having the entire internet and world like feeling like they're against you right now. And that is such a heavy weight.
Yeah, well, she was with certain people who I knew took her from that. Like, I would have taken her phone. She would have had no access to that. I would have removed her from that. Yeah, I'm like you. I'm very empathetic. So when I see people, especially for mental health, because like I have anxiety, like I'm one of those. I'm claustrophobic. I have anxiety, but I also learn to work through it. And so for someone to go through such a time, you know, I just pray for her. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, no, I'm the exact same way. And it just, I always think of, even when I watch like The Bachelor and they like villainize one person, I always get on my social media because I commentate on the show and I'll say to people like, look, we're just seeing parts of this. Like, cut this person a break. They're probably at home feeling so depressed right now. Like, is it worth it? Like, do you need to get your two cents in on social media to make someone feel so low? So it is good that you are someone that kind of discusses mental health. And I think there needs to be more people out there that talk about these things with their followers and encourage them to be better.
Yeah, I don't entertain it. Like, you can come at me on my Twitter and I won't. I don't know you. My every breath I take is positive. I'm not about to go that way, honey.
Yeah.
Like, because if I have to even... Now, I'll be honest. I'm still a woman. If somebody starts saying stuff about my body, I feel it. But I also have 50,000 other people saying how much they love me. So I have to remember, I'm not going to let this one affect how I'm living or whatever. But I wish it's so bad. If I get on and see stuff like that, speaking or downing one of the castmates, I'm like, oh my God,
I know. And you see it gets to people. Like, you see people taking, like, I think like Cara Marie has taken Twitter breaks or deleted it. Like, people just fully are like, I can't even deal with this anymore because it's not good for you. It's like, how much are you going to keep like putting yourself in a position to receive hate? At some point you have to just like either not respond, be mentally strong enough to just not respond. I don't know though, because part of me is like, I would love to be that way. But then part of me is like, I'd be clapping back.
I want to go off. Yeah. I do. If you think I don't type out a full message for her, yeah, discussing why I feel the way I do, but then I get to the end and I'm like, they just won because I just wasted my time to clap back.
So true. And it's always that impulsive initial moment where you want to unleash hell. And then you take a step back and you're like, okay.
Well, just even like, okay, so I'll get tagged in like this guy stuff or that guy stuff, but they're in relationships. And I'm like, y'all need to stop with this because you're going to make me out for something when I'm not that kind of woman. Or
yeah,
I don't do all that. I'll block and delete, honey. My list is long. You're going to have to make another page to come see or sign in from your friends.
Uh-huh. I had this one person. I don't even know. I'm thinking it was one person. It would always pop up under different fake accounts, but they would comment on my picture saying, you look like Caitlyn Jenner. And like, take it for what it is. I would just write back, thank you. She's beautiful. Like, right. I was like, okay. But it got to the point where it kept happening. And it wasn't the comment that was making me upset. It was like, who is going out of their way to keep making fake accounts to comment this on my pictures? So then finally I put the filter on my Instagram, like words you can't comment. And I just put Caitlyn Jenner. So now no one could comment Caitlyn Jenner on my photos. Cause I'm like, you're not going to win. Like, I don't want you commenting.
No.
Who are you?
There's people who, I guess that's what they do for, I mean, can people get paid to do that?
It is so crazy. They just keep making accounts. You block one, they make another.
I've had that where people have screenshotted what I've done. And, or let's say I was drinking or doing whatever, took a picture from 2017. So I'll block them. They'll create more and more and more. So at that point, girl, I tell you what, lately, I don't give a damn anymore. Yeah. I have a circle around me of boss women who are grinding every day, not only for the money, but to be better women, friends, listeners, better influencers, mm-hmm, and my family. So if you want to go on Twitter, if that satisfies your needs, you go. You just go right ahead.
So true. So talking about mental health a little bit, how did being in that bunker affect you? Because it's talked about in interviews, but it wasn't talked about on the show enough, I don't think, how mentally challenging it was for people.
That was the toughest one I've ever done in my life. It really was. And because I'm a sun baby, I am a solar panel. I love the sun. I love flowers. I love all the things because it's serenity. You're creating a tranquil space. So to go in a bunker where the Cold War was, I'm already an energy person. And you walk in and I'm like, oh, I got the chills on my neck. This ain't gonna be good.
Yeah.
And then it's just dark, very dark. You're going through, like, obviously it's underground. So it's, you know, like in a ship, you have the valve and it's an open door. That was the door frame.
So crazy.
Yeah. And then the bathroom situation was...
Oh, yeah, I heard they were like porta potties, basically.
Yeah.
It's so insane. So you're obviously in this environment, and we see everyone kind of like band together more this season because you're kind of like, we're in this together, you know? Who was like your people in the house that you went to for comfort, for friendship?
For the most part, I really connected with Anissa. She became like my big sister. And because when that girl walked in the house, I knew who she was. And I'm like, now I'm talking. Mm-hmm. She was a party girl. She was me when we were younger, but she's a vet. She's somebody I can watch and learn from. Because at the end of the day, I'm still watching these vets. And I want to see what they're doing. I want to see how they're working. I want to see how they're figuring out to solve the puzzles, how they're running the race. Yeah. So seeing her coming in, I was like, yeah. Josh was my bunkmate for a little while. So I connected with him.
I feel like Josh, beginning. is so misunderstood. Like, so I've gotten to know Josh. He came on my podcast and we follow each other on social media. And I just feel like he's so misunderstood. So now as someone that's gotten to know him, when I watch the show and people talk shit, I'm like, you guys, like, cut him a break.
Well, he will pop off, but that's him. Yeah. He's a sensitive man.
But that doesn't make you a bad person, you know? Like, he seems like a good
Absolutely guy. Not. Yeah. He's a great guy. I mean, I just got back from visiting Miami with him. I met his friends, his family. Like, they don't get much better than that. And he's positive. He's got, you know, I mean, he won Big Brother. Yeah, I think people need to cut him some slack. I agree with you. I love Josh. I'm like, don't you listen to these people.
I know, people are so mean. I'm like, oh my God. No one can catch a break.
Well, you have days too, though. I feel like we all, especially in the Challenge House, there's a night he'll go off. The next night, I'm like, my turn. I'll go off. Next thing you know, it's somebody else. Because you tolerate as much as you can. And then it's the littlest thing that'll just send you up the loop. You like.
Oh, I don't blame you guys. Because I consider myself like a calm, chill person. I don't really like confrontation. But the second like you reach that point, I would explode too. Like you just can't even control. Like at some points, you just keep getting pushed and pushed and pushed, and you're in this uncomfortable environment, like you're just bound to explode at some point.
And there's no you time.
Yeah.
You know, you're always filming. I'm sharing bunks with 6 to 8 people who could be telling me the truth or they could be lying to me. So I have no trust at this point because let's be real. Most of those guys will lie and then work with this one or work with that one. So it's like, you wonder why I have trust issues?
Yeah.
I'm with these guys.
True. That's so true. You don't know if the people that you're lying with are lying to your face or not.
No, you don't know. You just have to hope.
Oh my God. That's scary. It's like the thought, I always try to put myself when I watch things, like how would I be in this situation? Because as a viewer, it's like the best way to try to wrap your head around what's going on. And the more I like think about these things, I'm like, I would crack. Like, these people are mentally strong to be doing this stuff.
Well, and it's just an emotional roller coaster because one day you won, you're in the tribunal. So you're making the decisions. And especially for this last season, it was an independent game. So you're like, what is best for my game? At the end of the day, and it sucks because you're going to have to let people down. People you got to know, whatever. And you're like, I got to take your heart out of the money, honey. Because so you're in the tribunal. And then next thing you know, you're up for elimination. So it's like your highs and lows. It's
crazy. Oh, yeah. It just really must mess with you. Okay. So then we see you on the challenge. Obviously, you're on the same season as Gus. And then all of a sudden it pops up that you're on Floribama Shore, which seems like such a natural fit for you to be on that show. And I was actually really happy that they took Gus and brought him on the challenge because I feel like I've always wanted them to do that more within MTV shows versus other shows. Like I remember someone from like one of the guys from Team Mom a while ago was like, I want to be on the challenge. And I was like, no, they're never going to do that. But then when they started bringing people from other MTV shows, I was like, oh, wow, they are going to start merging casts.
Well, because MTV and CBS merged.
Oh, interesting.
So now they're together. Yeah. That makes sense. Big Brother, I mean, even though they're not on MTV, they're under Viacom.
Yes, it's all Viacom. That makes
sense. Viacom runs a lot.
So it's been so interesting. So then we see Gus come onto the challenge, then you go onto Floribama Shore. Like I said, it seems like such a natural transition because of Party Down South. How was that experience? Like going into a cast that already had their roots in friendship, like how was that for you?
It was difficult. I was very nervous the first few days because it's almost like Mean Girls. They could sit there and be like, this is our show. We don't want you in it. Or they can accept me and let me be a part of it. Because, I mean, I have been doing this for years. So I'm like, let me help. Let me like see. Let's make some TV. But, I mean, girls can be girls. Guys can be guys. But they welcomed me with open arms. Amy, Gus,
Jeremiah, the whole thing with Jeremiah. It was a summer, let me tell
you. Yeah. It was so funny because I went into the show being like, oh, I don't like Jeremiah. And then by the end of it, I'm crying with Jeremiah. I'm rooting for him because you made him more likable. You know what I mean? I was like, me and my roommate would sit on the couch and we're like, everyone's so mean to Jeremiah. We love him now. And it's so funny because you did wonders for his storyline, even though it ended kind of like messy. Just you like humanized him a little bit, showing his softer side and his more caring side.
I got a lot of him. He spoke to me like,
yes,
for some reason. I'm somebody you could talk to. I'll get it out of you. And I'm like, I just want to know, you got to open up to me. And I don't like people being by themselves. And I wasn't there for the whole first half. So mm-hmm. when they fall and everything that went down. So I just wanted to be like a mediator.
Yeah.
And I'll never let someone be alone because I've totally. Been alone and I know what that feels like. And I'm a grown ass woman. So we're going to sit here and figure this out and I'll be a friend to you. You be a friend to me. And it didn't work out, but, yeah.
but
it
I
was fine.
See, I liked that you stood your own because I try to do the same thing where it's like, just because all of you are on this one side, like I still in my gut don't feel like that's right. So I'm going to do what I feel is right, even if it's not the cool thing. And I liked that you were like, even though you had the close relationship with Gus, he was your friend, you still were like, look, I'm not going to cross you, but I'm also not going to leave this other person completely isolated and by themselves. Like, that's not what I want to do either. So I thought it was cool that you really like stood your own in that situation.
Yeah, I trust my gut. If my gut says this, and Gus knows that, if I have something to say to Gus, I'm going to tell it to Gus's face. I'm not going to Jeremiah talking about Gus.
Yeah.
I'm not going to Gus talking about Jeremiah. They both know that I would sit both of those men down right here and tell them what I have to say.
Yeah.
So I think Gus knew that about me as well, which made it easier because he wasn't like fighting me all the time, but he was like, Maddie, you don't know this guy like I do. You know, then I started seeing it.
Yeah.
After that whole thing went down. But
it's crazy. So so right now, obviously, are you still there? Cause okay.
I had a phone call.
Oh, okay. I was like, oh no, did she freeze again? So right now with Corona, it sucks because like TV fans are waiting for shows to resume filming on so many forefronts. Like every single show right now is delayed. I've been hearing rumors that if the challenge goes back, like it might just be a U.S. season because people can't fly internationally. When does it go back? When does Florabama get picked back up again and start filming? Do you feel like your life is in this weird like situation right now where you're like, I don't really know, like, you know, obviously I think you're always going to get the calls back, but you're like, what am I even doing right now? What's happening?
Yeah. It really put my life in a different perspective. So I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to get the call back. I mean, there's so many people on the challenge.
Yeah.
That I might not be on every season.
Totally.
They're bringing OGs back. You start bringing OGs back, I'm half of it, you know? So there's a spot I could be called back. You know, at Florabama Shore, we don't know where that's going because we don't know where the corona's at or
exactly.
Can we film? Because we interact with people. We have jobs. We go to bars. So can that happen? So, yeah, I do feel like, I mean, normally I would be filming two shows already.
It's so crazy. I know,
so
that.
I'm just trying to figure it out and get a side hustle, develop a new something new that I can work on if I'm not filming. So,
yeah, I think that makes sense. And it has kind of put everyone's like life in perspective. I think what would be cool, I think they're doing this for Summer House on Bravo, where I'm pretty sure it's not like official or anything, but they're potentially doing a like quarantine house where the cast goes out there and they just film like 3 weeks straight versus like usually they just go out there for the weekends and they're just going to film them in the house like during quarantine. And I feel like with Florabama Shore, they could potentially do something like that. But you're right. So much of the show is going to the bars and being out and about in the town. So it would be fun, but it would also probably get kind of boring because we want to see other dynamics going on in the show too.
Well, you want to see new people. You want to see us interact, but I agree with you. I think for certain shows, depending on the theme and the content of the show and how they break it down, you can do that. And I mean, look, I even thought about it. I'm like, I'm going to rent an Airbnb. I'm going to get a bunch of little YouTube GoPros.
Yes.
And I'm just going to upload this stuff if we don't hurry up.
It's so true.
Like, I'm just going to visit. I'm going to take a camper and just start going because I got to get to work.
I know. No. Girl, I feel you.
I think a quarantine house could work. I mean, I think it would be interesting, especially since we've all been separated from people for so long. I mean, as a population, just us being social and interacting with
people.
So
true.
I've been to, like, in Nashville, you can go out, but you're wearing masks. It's like 50% capacity. So you're not walking over to people. You're not talking. And it's just 6 feet behind you. It's different. So how do you go from that to, okay, let's all go film? I think it would be fairly interesting because we're probably all going to crack.
I also want this moment in time, like, documented on reality TV, because we're going to look back in a few years and be like, that was so weird. Like, everyone's in masks and, like, hasn't seen a human. Like, now when I watch TV shows and they're passing around a bottle, taking sips of each other's bottle, I'm like, oh my God, they're sharing drinks. It's
you
like...
You catch more stuff now that you've never... How unsanitary we've been.
Oh, yeah, and I've never been a germaphobe, but now I'm like, oh my God, that's wild they touched.
I have hand sanitizer in a work bag, my car, and my purse. Like, I'm just... All right, we're good. We're
my hands literally are cracking because I've been washing them so much these past few months. It's so insane.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, a few more Floribama Shore questions.
Okay.
That cast, do you, like, now in the off season, we'll call it, do you keep in touch with any of them, like, regularly?
Oh, yeah, me and Amy. I talk to Amy probably the most. So Amy calls me Booty.
I love that.
She loves my butt. So I talk to her and FaceTime with her the most. Kodai as well. He checks up on me. We're in a group chat too, so we're always, like, chatting back and forth.
That's so nice.
Yeah, we've been keeping up. We're checking. We did Zoom calls when this all started because a lot of them were in apartments. So I'm like, look, if y'all got to come to the country, I'm in Louisiana, so come down here.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we keep in touch for the most part. We're all still, like, working and busy, too, so we do what we can.
No, totally. And it's funny you say that because I agree. In the beginning, we're all doing, like, scheduled Zoom calls and meetings, and now we've been in this for so many months, it's, like, kind of trickled off because it's, like, the fun of it is now just annoying. Like, it used to be like, oh, yeah, we're going to do a virtual hangout, and now it's like, oh, I'm so sick of another Zoom meeting with a hangout. Like, I can't.
Well, at first, I was like, I just can't get used to this. It was difficult. I'm a people person.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you. I want to feel your energy, whatever. Now I kind of like it.
It's crazy. We're getting too used to it. It's scary. I'm like, I can't believe that I like this now.
It's like I feel like I've become more of a turtle.
It's so true. It's like, but I joke with my friends, like, now when you guys do start to film, it's going to be like caged animals, like, unleashed. Like, because I feel that way. I'm like, the second I'm at, like, a bar, it's going to be like the drunkest night of my life. Like, I'm going to be like, just so much fun because I just feel so trapped right now.
I am going to be a hot mess. Number one, because I haven't really had social interactions, even with men. I'm a single woman, okay?
Same, girl.
So I'm like, I just need a flirt.
I feel the exact same way. I'm like, I'm ready, like, unleash me. But I'm kind of, like, scared for that day because I'm like, this is...
I'm scared. I'm going to need protection. I'm going to need security.
It's just so funny. I think it's like, who knows when that will be, but we're all going to be like wild animals. So that I am excited for people to get back to TV, to see them just like cutting loose and talking about it in their interviews, being like, look, I've been chained up and I'm ready to like break free.
Oh, I think it's going to be wild.
It's so good. So where could all my followers follow you and keep up to date with you? I know that you post like these amazing workout videos. Whenever you post something working out, I'm just like, how is she doing that?
Also, I'm trying to get my friend as well because I keep having a lot of different workouts. So I train in a lot of different areas. So I'll do boxing or I'll go hiking where I just do a free run. Mm. Or I train with my friend who has athlete and he does a lot of NFL, Major League Baseball players. So he'll give me a workout. And so I'm outside 92 degree heat just training.
Wow.
But I try to post more, but I do have some people who's going to start coming film me when we can all be together.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. But you can follow me. So I have Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and TikTok.
Oh, I love it. I'm on the TikTok trends now.
Are you?
Yeah.
I get on, I get off.
Sorry, so, I interrupted. But, where could they follow?
Oh, that's okay. So my Instagram is Maddie Lynn Bro, my full name. And for the most part, you'll be able to plug in through Instagram. I'll have it on some posts. But Twitter is Maddie L. Bro. Facebook is Maddie Lynn Bro. So just type in Maddie Lynn Bro and I'll...
I always say that. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, just head to my Instagram and, like, you'll link, everything will be linked there. Like I love it so much. And if you guys found me through Maddie, it's at Publicity. It's a little play on words with my nickname, Liz. So it's Publicity.
I'm glad you brought that up because I was just speaking to them about it. I'm like, I'm not sure if I'm saying it or what's the catch to it. So that's good to know.
So I used to be an entertainment publicist. So I,
hello.
Yeah. So I would work. It's so funny. I worked with like rappers and athletes and like the craziest people. Really? And then when I started my blog and my Instagram and everything, I was like, I'm just going to make it publicity, like as in, you know, the word. So it's a little play on words. It's fun.
It is cute.
Thank you.
I like it.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for talking to me. You're so sweet. And I'm so happy we got to meet. Well, e-meet, whatever this is, Zoom meet, but
yeah, of course.
Maybe one day in person.